This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
I do not respect an oath breaker. Anybody who's holding a public office has taken the oath to defend the Constitution of the United States. That does not mean you put how you feel first, how you emotionally react to a tragedy first, because you think it's better that I will be safer, you abrogate my constitutional rights. That's breaking your oath, and I have no respect for that. I am a mom, and there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These gentlemen, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. But homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gerson and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one person at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're that one person that we're talking about. Those of you listening to the radio show, guess what? We're depending upon you to help us with the stopping of the totalitarians. They're marching around even more so today than ever before. President Barack Hussein Obama is getting ready to visit those grieving in San Bernardino tomorrow. And then he's going to jump off over to Hawaii for his long-awaited three-week vacation. But in the meantime, he's going to foist his intentions upon the Second Amendment. We know that. We're just sort of waiting with bated breath to find out what he is going to do to us. Anyway, welcome to the show. And on that cheery note about the Second Amendment, we have Chris Street. And Chris is with us because he has written in livefreeblog.com, an affiliate here of Agenda 21 Radio, in an interesting editorial, says American public favors sending large numbers of troops to Syria and Iraq. Chris, what do you say about this?
You know, this is the mirror image of where we were just 18 months ago. You know, 18 months ago, somewhere between 62 and 68% of the American people said, you know, no Iraq and never Syria. Yet 18 months later, you have a public that really is in high fear, in virtual panic. And what's important about this, Paul, is it's that time of year when retail shopping is supposed to be roaring. And this fear is going to quickly seep into the real economy and start causing real, real damage. The market was down 253 points today. This is a terrible time for America because of leadership.
Yeah, all brought to you by President Barack Hussein Obama, the Muslim in chief, in the White House. So, Chris, I guess the timing of this couldn't be better. The December 2nd attack. Now we're playing off the spinoff, being that the economy is tanking. There was a quarter point interest rate by Janet Yellen, and now we have this because people are afraid that in their own homeland we have terrorists. Which we've been talking about these terrorists in their homeland here, or America as we call it here on Agenda 21 Radio. We don't get into the Hitlerian terminology here, but people are afraid. And they're reacting by saying, let's go meet them on their own ground. So it's kind of late for that because they're here. Isn't that right?
Well, that's exactly right. And, Paul, today the President of the United States got up and he said in these words, at this moment, our intelligence and counterterrorism professionals do not have any specific and credible information about an attack on the homeland. Now, Paul, I'm a guy who likes to read the Bible because I think it has really powerful words in it. And you got to really go through the words. This is a lawyer who's putting a ton of really powerful words in a statement, all of which, should lead, the listener to understand that he's saying more than he's saying. You know the old story about how you tell when a lawyer's lying, right, Paul?
Yeah, his lips are moving.
That's right. And that's, this president gave a speech 2 weeks ago about how his policies were working, and we're going in the right direction, and you can't be dissing Muslims, and it's all about guns, and it's a complete disconnect from the American public, and you're going to find some of these numbers just stunning. 59% favor sending large numbers of U.S. ground troops, not regular, special forces. I'm talking about ground troops, green guys, to Syria and Iraq to fight the Islamic State. 70% favor special forces. 71% favor banning gun sales to people on the no-fly list. 79% favor an overhaul of the U.S. federal visa waiver. And 79% favor U.S. strikes against the Islamic State. Paul, it's hard to get to 60%, in a democratic society. We're talking about getting to 80%.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing. I mean, you're talking about 79% favor U.S. airstrikes against Islamic State, 79% favor an overhaul. Well, that, I think, quite frankly, that overhaul system probably could be closer to 90% if pushed. But the one that bothers me the most is 71% favor banning gun sales to people on the terrorist no-fly list.
I think that, remember that this includes Democrats, Republicans, and moderates. And I was looking at some of the data from watching Ted Cruz at the Republican debate the other night. And what was interesting was that moderates were absolutely tracking with, hard right conservatives. So that's not the usual way of the world. So even though there's a hardcore, yellow dog Democrat out there, a lot of people, who are now are conservative used to be Democrats, and then the party went away from them. What I see from all these numbers and the way they're bubbling up, this is a complete collapse of the confidence in the Obama administration.
Oh, yeah. I mean, clearly, you're seeing that. But the one thing that they're hanging on, which, of course, plays into what I introduced the show with, about the president leaving and going off to Hawaii and executive orders coming down about the Second Amendment, is the number two thing there on the list, number three, 71% favor banning gun sales to people on the federal no-fly watch list. Now, as you know, that watch list is extremely imperfect. It's not. In a perfect world,
I think
maybe.
Everything about the list. But Paul, I don't think that's necessarily, banning guns, because some other data that came through this week is for the first time in probably 11 or 12 years, Americans favor ownership of assault weapons.
Hey, hang on to that notion, because we're coming up to the break right now. We're talking to Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're reading his published article in Live Free blog. And you must want to, well, pay attention as we come back about AR-15s and other assault weapons. Could it be the American public is now behind us? Stay with us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestige of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rate.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, posted on the editorial section of the livefreeblog.com. An article says American public favors sending several large numbers of troops to Syria and Iraq. American public favors sending large numbers of troops to Syria and Iraq. Well, you never would have thunk it 18 months ago, Chris, but here it is. Now, you left off teasing us, so to speak, because you're starting to see real strong polling data that says that Americans are favoring the ownership of assault weapons.
Not just guns, Paul, but assault weapons. It seems that maybe, you know, my wife the other day was saying, I wonder what a Lady Smith & Wesson would look like. I understand they're made in pink, which I thought was just, you know, too funny. She thought that might just be a fashion statement. And the important issue, Paul, is this is the time of year when families get together. And I used to be an investment banker and portfolio advisor. And my experience was that between Thanksgiving and Christmas was the one time when families would sort of divorce themselves from the most important parts of their business and really pay attention, not just to the family today, but, in the future. And, you're going to make sure that the grandma and grandpa are in good shape and they're going to be comfortable for the holidays, that everybody's going to be traveling. It's a time where there's a lot of coordination, there's a lot of getting together, and more importantly, there's a lot of staying together. You're going to be with your families for a period of time, and this type of panic and fear is going to get worse over the next week when these families really sit down.
Well, people will start discussing and then sitting down at their computers the issues of the day, and then as they sit down at the computers, they're going to go fact check.
Well, that's exactly right. In the modern world, a lot of people are, some fearful that somehow millennials are going to, like living in their parents' garage for the rest of their life or in the basement. The numbers on millennials, a generation Y, are pretty much, I'd like to go to a concert and have a party rather than I'd like to show up for work. But Generation Z, the kids that are 23 and now 24, these kids are the antidote for the prior generation. They don't want to be like their brothers and sisters, living with the folks. They want to have their own things. They're very interested in having cars. They're very interested in having children. And this is a rising phenomena because America is coming back from employment. And for the first time in 30 years, America was starting to make progress on wages versus inflation. You've always had a little wage growth, but it's always been eaten up by inflation for the middle class. You're actually in the process of making the middle class more comfortable because their wages were rising faster than, of course, inflation.
Hmm. Well, the confidence in this president is starting to drop dramatically, similar to probably levels that we once saw with George Bush. Where do you think this guy's numbers are going to fall to?
Well, the numbers I have on are he's 41% in popularity, but he's trending at 37. The low of all time is Jimmy Carter at 33.
Right.
And the interesting thing is, remember that Jimmy Carter took a strong relationship that we had, defense relationship we had, the strongest defense relationship that anybody could have in the form of Iran, and he completely destroyed it, with his own personal Arab Spring, I guess you'd call it. Jimmy Carter thought that, the Ayatollah Khomeini and these other dissident groups that were living outside the country should have the right to come back to Iran. And he pretty much pushed the French and then pushed, the Shah to let these folks back in. Of course, it just launched a revolution the same way that Barack Obama launched revolutions in Libya, Egypt, and, of course, Iraq and Syria.
Well, Jimmy Carter was nice to us, wasn't he?
He was a really dangerous man, and we're living with the wonderful benefits of his administration to this day.
It's amazing how so many years ago it's now affecting us today. Those bad decisions that he made and the involvement that he had, it's just been amazing.
Remember Sin Fuel, Paul? Remember, he wanted to get us off oil, too, and we were going to do Sin Fuel. This is something I think we spent $70 billion over time, and they never produced a gallon of it.
Huh. Talk about a hustle. Where'd all that money go?
Yeah, I got to hear that song in the background. Do the hustle, right?
Yeah.
It's about the right time. Yeah. Even the 70s, yeah. Studio 54 and Jimmy Carter, in some stack shoes. How about that? Do the hustle.
Yeah. That would be Jimmy Carter. Well, let's talk a little bit about Putin and what's going on with Putin in Syria, and what's your assessment of what's going on there in Syria right now?
Well, I'll give you some breaking news that comes from my channels right now. The United States has stopped flying air sorties in northern Syria because there are the Russians have put in SS-17 anti-aircraft missiles. And they're painting planes because the Turks and the Americans have been flying together. The Turks have sort of been hiding from the Russians by flying with the Americans. And so all of a sudden, in the last day or so, Russia has started painting U.S. jets. The painting means they're getting a radar signature off these jets. And, of course, You know, this is a military zone where there's no transponder, right?
Right. So they can't identify.
Right. So, you know, I don't think anybody believes that Turkey shot down a Russian attack jet without knowledge or at least implicit permission of the Obama administration. As soon as you fly anything in Syria or Iraq, you know, Russia's got you on radar, Turkey's got you on radar, Iraq and the Syrian government got you on radar, and you probably got radars coming in from the Gulf, from the French and the Brits. So, you know, this had to be part of a plan to push the issue. I just don't think Obama, you know, it has the Putins, if you will, you know, to handle the heat in the kitchen. He's decided to go to Hawaii. I can't imagine how the commander in chief, when we've just, you know, called all our planes back to base, can leave for Hawaii.
Well, you know, expand on that issue. We got about a minute before the break, but we'll pick it up on the other side for sure. Expand on that issue that this was planned, that this was this whole shootdown of the aircraft was planned.
Well, where they were, the Russians were flying over a little tiny piece of Turkey that comes down like a little beak, and they were crisscrossing back and forth. So when they shot him down, they were not in Turkish airspace. They were in Syrian airspace, but they'd been there, say, 12 seconds ago. So, you know, you had to have – you didn't shoot him down in, you know, international waters. You didn't shoot him down over Turkey. You shot him down over Syria. The Americans had to be into it, had to know that they were lit up. I mean, I'm sure the Russians didn't really care that they were being painted by the Turks or by the Americans or anybody else because they were busy bombing ISIS. You're getting painted by everybody.
Well, that would just say that obviously the president and this administration is really supporting ISIS if they're trying to shoot down or have some degree of complicity with Turkey and shooting down one of the Russian jets.
Right. I mean, you heard it. You heard it when Rand Paul said there were 600 tons of weapons shipped into Syria in 2012. That's when things went into overdrive, and that's right before ISIS took over. Those weapons went to the quote-unquote Free Syrian Army, which freely sold them to ISIS.
Right. Well, that was all the Benghazi situation. And when we come back, Hillary Rodham Clinton has problems, more problems, with the FBI and secret, top secret emails. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free. And you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street. And we were talking, you know, just at the end of the last segment about the shootdown of the Russian MiG. You may remember this. The pilot was killed, and also, I guess, a Marine was killed, a Russian Marine trying to rescue him. Helicopter was shot down, and so on. But the knowledge that the Obama administration, working along with the country of Turkey, had about that jet, and that jet being, well, sort of wink, wink, nod, nod, giving permission, if you will, from the United States to Turkey to shoot the jet down, indicates that obviously Obama has his hand with all this. It substantiates what we've been saying here on Agenda 21 Radio, that Obama is really ISIS, and ISIS is really an enemy of Russia. And that may explain a few things. But I want to jump forward here now, Chris, because you were talking about the tonnage, 600-800 tons or whatever, Rand Paul brought this up, that was sent to Syria, to the Syrian Free Army. But we know, you and I know, because we were reporting this back in, gosh, September, October, November of 2012,
well,
before
exactly
ISIS
right.
came about.
Yeah, there were two major releases, I thought, at the Republican debate. And I want to say that I thought it was probably one of the best debates I've ever heard, in the fact that I think CNN did a great job of letting everybody go at it. They were a good referee, and I didn't think they were politically biased, because I can tell you the poll numbers, as far as number of people following CNN, were going off the chart. So the money issue, you know, whatever CNN's politics are, you know, it starts with a dollar bill.
Yeah, they left their politics aside. The only thing I would disagree with on their whole coverage was the presence of somebody like Van Jones, a known communist, sitting on the commentary table. But, you know, he didn't ask questions. But I agree with you. I did have a chance to see the replay of it, and I was very impressed with what I saw in terms of CNN's overall playing of it.
Well, there were two, as I said, there were two important releases in that show that surprised me. The 600 tons by Rand Paul, you know, was obviously a number we knew. It's the first time that, you know, a sitting senator has said that number. We've had that on background from many, many people. A sitting senator said that number. But more importantly, Paul, also what was said was the USA Freedom Act has turned out to be better for law enforcement and for surveilling bad people than the old Patriot Act, which collected what was called metadata on every single American. It turns out that, you know, criminals and terrorists are pretty good at their craft. And what they do is they use a encryption code called Tor, which has 6,000 computers out there that scramble, you know, where messages are getting sent. And it's almost impossible to track. So if you looked at metadata, you were only getting about 30% of Americans' traffic. And, of course, the ones you really wanted were using tourists. You were getting 0% of that traffic. The USA Freedom Act required the NSA and others to go to the FISA court and get subpoenas for documents. And once you get a subpoena, you could go much, much, much farther than anything you could do in metadata. And it's actually been much more effective. Now, this came from former CIA's director Morrell and Hayden, who both spoke on, I think it was Face the Nation in late 2014, about the fact that the USA Freedom Act was more effective.
So, you know, it's kind of interesting, this Patriot Act for fighting or taking on tracking terrorists really hasn't been as effective as people thought. It's been more onerous on the people of the United States of America, but with terrorists, it's been very soft.
It's just not effective. You know, it's one of the problems I think that you have with, you know, all of these guys that want to play tough on the military and, you know, I'm going to go out and double the spending and all that. On what? I mean, you know, the Russians just introduced into Syria what's called the T-90 tank. Now, the T-90 tank is a turbo-driven tank, has a very low profile, so I believe it's like 4 or 5 feet lower to the ground than the A-1 Abrams. It weighs 40,000 pounds, 40,000 tons or something, it's 48 tons versus 65 tons for the U.S. tank. It shoots around twice as far as the U.S. tank, and it has four different rounds to choose from instead of two. You know, it's obviously a what's called disruptive military tool, and it just does some really cool Brodies. They can turn this thing around incredibly fast because it's low and it's light. And, you know, the Russians are basically introducing into this war zone, and we're getting a chance to see where the real world is. You can produce all of the 68-ton Abrams A1 tanks that are nice and high so you can shoot at them. You know, it just shows you that, you know, America keeps spending money on toys that may not be effective. You know, getting new generations of platforms that are effective are better to have a smaller and more efficient number than going out there and spending massive amounts of money. And I think Rand Paul was pretty clear on that in the debate that, you know, you don't, you know, nobody's ever going to declare victory from the, you know, steps of bankruptcy court.
Well, you know, the thing that I find amazing is that we're now getting to the point where we're actually talking about all that tonnage of weapons that was sent out of Libya. Ultimately, I mean, when you take a look at where it came from, it was gutter and was financed by the United States. And if people, you know, all over the world have already connected the dots that the United States is behind ISIS and the funding of ISIS and the training of ISIS and the monster that we've created with ISIS. At what point in time will we see the American public put two and two together and say, whoa, wait a minute, you know, we are ISIS?
Yeah. Well, Paul, you're probably going to get mad at me and your listeners are going to get a little upset when I'm going to say, I don't think that ISIS are terrorist thugs. I think they're business people. That they were, most of them were Ba'athist soldiers and officers in Saddam Hussein's army. And, you know, they learned, you know, Saddam Hussein actually didn't suppress the minorities. He actually took care of them the same way that Assad took care of the minorities in Syria. So you had minority-friendly government in both Iraq and Syria, and the Sunnis, you know, were dying to take over, have a revolution take over and cut off the, you know, the Christians, the Yazidis, and everybody else's heads. So when Saddam Hussein lost, And the Assad folks got kicked out, that vacuum that the Americans and as you said, their Middle East allies created was perfect for this huge business group called the Islamic State. And they've turned this into a nation, and they are making, you know, billions of dollars just like a nation.
Yeah, they certainly turned it into a corporation real quick, and they were selling their oil illegally. I guess, you know, that's been outed by Putin. The next step is what's going to happen for ISIS in terms of a business agreement. We're coming up to a break right now. Maybe we can address that in the next segment. You know, what is ISIS' business model for the next year, 2016? It's clear that ISIS has some plans on affecting what goes on in America in terms of business. When you start taking a look at what's happening with all these warnings to malls and schools and building tons of fear into the American public, which is exactly what they've done. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.com, and we're going to be back in a second. We've got Chris Street with us here on Agenda 21 Radio, so stay with us.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21. We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Chris Street is with us, and we're talking about business ISIS style. You know, Chris, you make a really good observation because, really, since ISIS came into being, one of the things that they set up was this notion of governance with Sharia law and the whole nine yards and all the territories that they conquered. And, of course, oil being a big part of that. They were drilling oil, they were selling oil. And they were selling oil through Turkey. Erdogan's son, wasn't he involved with oil sales?
Well, supposedly he's the broker, and you know, there's plenty of meetings between al-Baghdadi and others who'd met the son, and the son, of course, had actually been in Syria, traveling in and out of Syria. So nobody travels in and out of Syria unless they have, you know, a get out of jail free card from the ISIS folks. So it seems almost ludicrous to think that he didn't have a relationship, but somehow he was able to pass through their territories. You know, one of the biggest businesses that ISIS has, you know, is kidnapping. And why wouldn't they? Why would they not have kidnapped the son of the president of Turkey? You know, if he was just, you know, taking a Sunday drive across the
woods. Oh, yeah. Well, he's just getting them oil. I mean, he's getting the money, cash for their oil.
Right. They have a relationship. It's a business. Yeah, and that's what's really dangerous about ISIS is they're not nutcases. They're actually really, really smart. And if you've ever learned anything about military strategy, is do not underestimate your foe. They're going to be smart. They're going to learn, and they're going to adapt. And unfortunately for America and for Barack Obama, a guy with absolutely no experience, you know, they came along and already knew who Barack Obama was. They'd seen 2 or 3 years of him playing around with the Arab Spring. They knew exactly what he was all about, where they could pressure him, how they could play the game. And the city of Mosul, you know, is 5 times the size of Fallujah. And I have a lot of friends that are Marines that fought in Fallujah, and they say that is one of the most difficult jobs that the U.S. Marines were ever given was to liberate Mosul. I mean, sorry, to liberate Fallujah. Now you're going to try to liberate Mosul, a town that's 5 times as big. You know, this is really, would have really been a lot easier had we not lost it.
Well, yeah, obviously. And, of course, the president wants to put troops in there. And I guess the question is, as he goes out as president in his last year, because he really only has, you know, something like 12 and a half months, is he going to reintroduce troops?
Paul, there's no way that this Congress is going to go home and they're going to meet with Democrats and Republicans and moderates. And those Democrats, Republicans, and moderates, which poll at 59%, probably in person are even more concerned. And you're going to see the Democrats and the Republicans form, you know, they're going to go in that smoke-filled room and they're going to say, you know, we need to be a little responsible here because our commander-in-chief can't do this and we're going to take over. Now, you know, this is going to be a very important thing for the American public. You know, we're going to be putting troops, you know, conceivably tens of thousands of troops, you know, into Syria and Iraq without really much of a plan other than to make sure that the coming elections don't throw incumbents out. So if I'm an incumbent and 59% of people are polling, you know, they want troops in there, I'm going to do exactly what they say because I like my job.
That's just sick. Listen, we're running out of time, but I wanted to get your comments on what Paul Ryan is doing and what happened with this omnibus bill that went through.
This is an election year, and there's no upside for anybody to, you know, fight on all that. I thought that the Paris Climate Change Conference, you know, was all about, you know, nothing that was sustainable. I think they put $3 billion of cash into it. I know it's stupid money. But in the big scheme of things, you know, they just didn't want to have a fight. And if you're with the American people right now who are afraid about having their heads cut off or their kids shot, you're really not going to be shutting down the government.
Well,
I understand, you know, I understand core beliefs and pride, but this is an extraordinary time in America. We face, amazingly, we face going to war with a president who's going to Hawaii.
Yeah, hell, you like that? I mean, that's just a great statement,
Chris. We've had 5 declared wars. You know, we've declared war against 11 countries. I think there's been 7 others that Congress approved that were like wars, but they weren't called wars. There's been 200 police actions that the president sent somebody This really is up there for the American people. American people usually don't want anything to do with foreign entanglements. You know, we do this from the time we're in grade school.
Right.
You know, and George Washington said, stay away from foreign entanglements. We're entangled.
Well, and, you know, it plays right into Obama's hands. We're going to run up against the clock here, but I want to come back. We got about another minute on the other side, and we'll talk about, well, some closure to what this president's going to look like in the next year. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
Agenda 21 Radio. American exceptionalism for the 21st century.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This notion that somehow I can just change the laws unilaterally is just not true.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here, closing moments with Chris Street. Okay, Chris, about 45 seconds. What do you think it's going to look like for this president in the next year?
Well, I think he's become, you know, the lamest of lame ducks. I think he will, you know, try to keep his head down. I think he'll defer to Congress. Congress will be pushed into a huge intervention in the Middle East. And this is going to drive, you know, the election in a sense that nobody from the establishment is going to be competitive. You know, Marco Rubio got all the new money after Jeb Bush started to fail. I think he's falling away as we go. You're getting down to Cruz. You're getting down to Trump. You know, you've still got a couple other guys hanging around. On the Democrat side, they're about to panic because Hillary's only 10 points ahead of Bernie.
Yeah.
And Hillary's had all the money in the world, and Bernie's about to have a good run. So I see whatever comes out of this is that America is moving away from this sort of, you know, we play Congress and we argue a lot, but we basically get along. You know, we're a country in change, and we're a country in change for the positive. I believe these changes are going to be better for Americans.
All right. Listen, Chris, thanks a lot for being on Agenda 21 Radio, and we can catch you on Breitbart and also our new blog, livefreeblog.com. That's livefreeblog.com. So anyway, thanks for being on Agenda 21 Radio.
Always great to be there, Paul.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, man, that was quick. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.com, and also you can email me at paul@agenda21radio.com. As I always say at this time of the show, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.